Based on tests, and we divided the two issues to deserves at least two conversations. So it's a long piece. We'll read the whole piece of the Rosh, and we'll talk about half and half. Remove the support of this broken reed, which is relying on people, relying on Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hatzei aleches im barecha, walk behatzei aleches. Atosim zohov kislecha, do not rely on money. Kizosh tchilas avodas avodas zora, that's the beginning of doing avodas zora, relying on money. Pasir remind ka bashechu resona, use the money like Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you to. Kviyar lamalas chesroim ka, plus his terapu and ebesecha. Spend the money properly, and don't worry about hoarding it, because the Baruch Hu can take care of your family. So I'd like to divide it into two thoughts. The first half, so Rukatsko started in his unim. He takes the first half. Do not rely on bnei adam. And really, the main point is the middle phrase. And there's two things which generally pull a person away from Hatzei Aleches. One is relying on others, therefore I feel I need to in some way impress them, focus on them, etc. That's one way it takes you away from Hatzei Aleches. That's the first thought. If I'm relying on Bnei Adam, I feel that's my source, that's my support, I feel a need to connect with them. And the other one is being drawn towards money. And in between is this point of Hatzei Aleches Yibarecho. So I just want to talk about that a little bit. I want to talk about a lot, but we'll see how much we can do in the allotted time. This fascinating medrash, the fascinating medrash in the Gemara. The Gemara seems that there seems to be a theory. We know the story of the Pesukim in Yirmiyahu that we have. The Pesukim talk about that the Kol Baruma Nishma Me'anol Hinachem. Rachel Vakoba. Now, the version says that Yisachar the Pulaseich, Yitzikolach Miseich, Rachel Vanim the Gula. So the Medrash in Eichas says that she comes to Kodesh Baruch Hu and she says, "I was machlis at Sarah B'Sef Beisi. I wasn't jealous, and I was machlis at Sarah B'Sef Beisi. I brought my sister in. So you also shouldn't be jealous with what Klai Yisrael has done, and Klai Yisrael has a right to come back." The Bereshit says it's a good taina. Yesh tikulak v'seich. V'shal v'adam l'kulam. We're going to come back. The same Gemara, the same conversation takes place in the Gemara in Megillah and Daf Yudal. The Gemara says that b'shus the tzniyah shahayse barocho, that she was given the simonim, she didn't tell Yaakov the story, so the meaning of tzniyas. Zachar Yosef Enor Shaul, it says by Shaul, that Shaul, it's the Bar Melucha Lo Higid. He didn't mention the fact that he was sent by his father to go track down some missing animals. He comes, meanwhile, while he was there, he became the Melech Yisrael, comes back and tells his father where the animals are. It's the Bar Melucha Lo Higid. Bishkut tzniyas, Shaul Yosef Bishol, Zachar Yosef Enor Esther, it says, Ein Esther Magedis, Esam Ob, Esam Elad Tol, Esther was able to save Klai Yisrael through the meaning of tzniyas. So the more it stresses the nakuda of mitzvah tznius, the matter stresses the nakuda of a lack of kina, that she wasn't jealous. So which one is it?
He doesn't bring it over. He brings a different place. He brings a matter. The matter says, "Vatznei alechasim alokechol." But with you as a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it seems to you that the Midat Tznius has a tremendous source of bringing a connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu. What is the Midat Tznius? Why is it so important? I use this mashal to Masbrit, and I think that I said it over here once upon a time, but you'll enjoy. Hopefully, you'll enjoy the Chazar. So there was a melech, a very powerful melech, a very wise melech, a very caring melech, a very rich, tremendous resources at his source. And he felt that he wanted the citizens of his country to benefit from that also. So he made that it was available that your person could come to the king and have a private audience with the king. Each person, any citizen of the country had a right to have a private audience with the king. And obviously, you would make your appointment. It would be quite some time before you'd be able to come. You get waited your turn, of course, and you finally come that day. You'd be there very early, and you were in tremendous trepidation. You're walking into a private audience with the king, and it's a very, very, very scary moment. You walk into that moment, and everything which people tell you, describe it, they talked about it, you can't imagine what it was like. Here is this tremendously powerful individual. He has tremendous resources, a very large country. He's focusing solely on you. He's giving you his full attention, and he's offering advice. He's very sagacious, and he has tremendous advice. He's giving you advice, and he's giving you support. He's giving you resources. He's giving everything that you need. So the emotion which we would have at that moment in time is an emotion of being totally taken care of. Totally taken care of. Like, I have everything taken care of. Okay, so while you're there sitting in the king, you look out the window, and your neighbor from down the block, he got the latest Chamor, right? He's driving by in his latest model Chamor, with a little model cart. You've been having this ongoing, challenge: who gets the latest model car, the latest model Chamor, right? And he drives by with he honks his Chamor. Look what I got. It wouldn't be Tefes Malkin by you. In that state of being that you feel so warm and so cared for and so taken care of, like zip to hate, you can have everything you want. It doesn't bother me that you have so much because I'm happy with where I am. The mission says in Ovis, Hakina Vatai Vahakovid Matsinas Oda Mina Oilam. So Shiloh, what does Mina Oilam? Well, what oilam is taking it you out of? A person Betzim has that relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's sitting with the Melech, Melech Malchei Melochim, who takes care of all of his needs, has everything, all the resources, and he's focused on me individually. That state of being should be so warm and so comforting and so care being taken care of, that, you know what? Tina, have whatever you want. Zut the hate. Have everything. Why should I care what you have? Coven, I'm looking for recognition from people, other people. I'm living in the state of being in that king's room with that audience with the king. I don't need your coven. I don't need you to recognize me. I don't care if you notice me. It's not important. Taiva, I'm looking outwards to other things. Why would I want such a thing? The Goyim says, brings up Chaim Vital, that the Chaim Vital says that the Seres HaDibris, the one of the Seres HaDibris, which is Kolelis, of the Kolel of all the Seres HaDibris, is Loisachma. Why is Loisachma the one which is Kolel of Seres HaDibris? Anoche Hashem Elokecha. Says, Anoche Hashem Elokecha is the Yesod. Loisachma is the moment that you live it. Anoche Hashem Elokecha is Shosichem Eretz Yisrael Mibeis Avonim. Amamish with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'm with him. So what's the gay of Sachman? I just hate. You have everything that you want. No problems. So the Sachman is the lemaisa of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. It's kind of everything else. The Goyen says, I'm ashamed they bring from the Goyen. The Goyen says that there are three main meters that a person has to grapple with. Or the meter of kino, divides kino into two parts. There's kino nistemdo, and then there's an issue of gaiva, there's geyos and ge'oin, and there's taiva. So he says that we say in the paragraph, well, the kainasor, we address all those things. So regards to taiva, we talk about mitzvahs and Torah, because that is a desirable thing, so that corresponds against the taiva. Gaiva, as you say, that the Russians Nafshi Kefor the Kultia, I'm not worried about what people think about me. Kina, the service shining me Ross Sami the Bermanba. So the mida of them davening that I should be saved from Kina is through I shouldn't have Lashon Hara. What's the shaykhats in Lashon Hara and Kina? So I mentioned this once. One of my rebbeim had the following shayla. He's a big lamb, and everything in terms of lamdas. So he wanted to know the following shayla. Says the Chazal say, "Lotei shmir gadol meriya." There's an isra shmir slashon hara. There's an isra riyas slashon hara. How does shayla riyas slashon hara? Says there's a shmur going around town that somebody in the neighborhood. It's all from town. Somebody in the neighborhood is the mechal Shabbos late Friday night. Early morning. He goes out and goes for drives. Whatever. Okay, you wake up one Shabbos morning, early 3 o'clock in the morning. The baby wakes up. You wake up to take care of the baby, and you hear a car starting, driving down the road. Are you allowed to look out the window to see who it is? That was his shot. If there's an issue of Shmias Lashon Hara, Shmias Rias Lashon Hara. That was his question. Okay, right. It's an interesting question. You have to know the personality to understand that it fits the personality. So I said to him, I can answer you based on the Shlok Kodesh. Shlok Kodesh asks the Kasha, says, the Pasuk says, L'sel Rochel Ba'Metzah. So what's the Isser? The Isser is saying Lashon Hara. What is Rochel? So Rashi says, because the Rochel goes from house A to see what there is to find over there, interesting. So you can take over in house B. So what's the Isser? The Isser is when you go to house B and you say over the Isser. He says, no. The Torah wrote like that to tell you that you're over the Isser from the time that you go to the first house. But the Rochel Ba'Metzah means you go to house A, Rashi says, and you look at what's interesting over there. So you have what to say in house B. So the moment of the Isser is not the Dibur. The moment of the Isser is when you go to look. So I once heard Ramatisyo, Rishon Shlomo. He said in his English way, he says in English, a busybody is called a nosy parker. That's the name for busybodies in England. He says, the Isser of Lashon Hara is don't be a nosy parker. Don't be a nosy parker. Right? Don't stick your nose in somebody else's. That's the Isser of Lashon Hara. So the going, the assert of the problem of Lashon Hara is not the dibur, it's not the hex that you do to somebody else. Because you know that's clear in the Mishnah Chabad sign that there's a separate Isser of being mas at somebody. There's a separate Isser besides me, I'm not hurting you at all, not being mas at you at all. There's an Isser of Lashon Hara. What's the Isser of Lashon Hara? Why am I looking into your business? I understand that it's important. I care about Klai Yisrael, I care about somebody else, I'm interested. But stop, I'm curious about your. If I'm full of my reality of living with Kucha Brichu, I margin that in every part of my being that I'm living with my Creator, and I enjoy that state of being. I really feel it. You know what? You're not important to me. Had a Maisa once in the Yeshiva. There was a Bachur came in. So if you might have now figured out that the Rebaran's personality, my personality, Rebaran's a more laid back person in the Yeshiva than I am. So
who?
Lapiansky.
Oh.
Your cousin. So when the new Bachram come, so we get different types of Bachram. There's always like, once when we get a Bachram, like you're looking for a place that's a little more chilled out. So he likes Silver Spring because it's such a relaxed type of place. So he walks in, and after like a week or so, he realizes that Rebaran is the chilled out one. Marangel is the more intense one, or Marangel is the one he doesn't like. Like that's like, that's the arrangement, Why? Because he is. Just the state of being. He doesn't know me. But I'm pigeonholed and I'm this, whatever. That's part of reality with the only Bachram, right? So there's one Bachram like that, he was walking around this big chip in his shoulder, like a log or something like that, visit me. And like, one of the things, why are you giving me a cold chill? Like, what's your problem? Like, what are you upset about? What did I do to you? He says, I'm giving you dirty looks. That's what he says to me. As I'm giving the Bachar dirty, I'm giving him dirty looks. He says, what are you talking about? He says, during that, I see you looking at me, and you immediately, like, look, you're staring at me. What's your business? What am I doing without me? He says, excuse me, I'm looking at the guy behind you, not at you. Why the heck is he looking at you? Why does this person think that he's important enough to me that I'm focusing on him? It bursts his bubble in a major way. And I said, really? He said, really? Why do you think I'm looking at you? Says, you have inside of you different pain that you have. So people looking at you. I'm not looking at you. Shut out. That broke the ice and we had a very good relationship. Right?
And now you can look at him.
No, I don't look at him anymore. No. So the Kuda Sadover. If we're talking b'simcha inside, we're in a state of manuchas ha-nefesh, the bitachon of living with Kucha Brichu inside. You know what? As much as I need to help you, I'm very interested in you. I care about you. But stop. Like I have a life. I'm full of life inside of myself. The world of Atzei Alecha says I'm not focusing outwards because why should I don't need your recognition because I have something full inside of myself. I'm not jealous of what you have because I'm something full inside of myself. The whole Yisrael of Lashon Hara is the exact opposite. So Zokta Marao. Since the Chay Nodad, the word Moshe Rabbeinu says, it says, but now they found that they have Dilatzuri, I understand why they're in Golus. So the Marao says, and Umos Ha'olim don't say Lashon Hara. And Umos Ha'olim aren't. He says, because Klai Yisrael, it's meant us to be Panemius. For them, Lashon Hara is a steer to the Messiah, so they deserve to be in Golus. The Umos Ha'olim are concerned his bad sin, so there's no Lashon Hara, they'll take him into Golus. So Maral Gaurya says, he said, the pshat is that for Klai Yisrael, a person in Klai Yisrael who's involved in Lashon Hara, it's a major problem. But then the Kuda Batsim is Losakot. So there's a Gavaldiga piece from the Kliyakar. Kliyakar tells it, he doesn't understand. The Medrash says, in Parshas Kedoshim, Zekal Gadol Batarav, Haftar Echel Kamaycha. Right?
The Gemara Makkos at the end says that there's Torah mitzvahs. So is it or is it, which one is it? So he says he has a teretz. He says for the benodim lemokim tzadik b'menosu yechya, but on the chavera v'haftar rechem kamaicha. That's what the Kliyarka says on the pasuk. It's a very difficult teretz because there's tarek mitzvahs to start with, which are benodim lemokim and on the chavera. But if you mean an al yod aleph, which in those there's benodim lemokim and on the chavera. That's all the time I've been on the lemokim. It's very difficult to understand. The Ramban on Parshas Kedoshim in the midst of Haftar Rechem Kamaicha, he says, I'm not asking you to love your friend like you love yourself. I'm asking you to want for your friend what everything that you have for yourself, to remove from you the midah hamaguna of kina. The assert of Haftar Rechem Kamaicha is to remove the midah hamaguna of kina. I want for you, I don't have kina from you. The Goyim says, on the side of Menos Yichon, that Gemara, he says, the Goyim, when he fears always that the Losach is the Karlo Kultur Akula, because the opposite of the Mid of Kina is the Mid of Bitochen. And that's what it says, Bochavach Mid Alakas, the side of Menos Yichon. Not that I have a Muna, but I live with it. I live with that reality of Kodesh Baruch Hu. The side of Menos Yichon, he lives with that Kodesh Baruch Hu. I have no Kina. Mamash, it's a side Yishak, it's perfect. It's Mamash, the exact same thing. Haftar Rechem Kamaicha and Tzadik B'Menosu Yichya are the exact same mitzvah. So there are three things that pull us away from that. Right? There's the kina, the tayrib, and the kavod. The kina is what is the kina is if I live with, I'm full inside of myself. Adarav, I forgive totally somebody else. Zot. Rochel Yemeinu. You have to hear Rochel Yemeinu. Ours is every single year when he talks about the Medrash during Kinnis. You have to understand, she didn't know that Yaakovina is going to do this shtick and marry her a week from now. I mean, she gave away the Simonim to Leah. As far as she knew, the plan's going to be that Leah will marry Yaakov, she's going to marry Esav. And Leah Yemeinu would become the aim of Klal Yisrael, and she's going to become the mother of Esav Lach, little Esav Lach's running around, and she's going to be the mother of Amalek, etc. That's going to be her tachlis in life. You have to hear what Rochel Yemeinu did. Rochel Yemeinu gave away not Olam Hazeh, she gave away Olam Habo, she gave away Klal Yisrael. She's ready to give away Klal Yisrael that her sister shouldn't be embarrassed. Zot the Gemara, how in the world do you do that? Where does she have the kayak in her neshama to be able to do such a thing? So the Gemara, only a human being who lives with the meaning of a Kodesh Baruch Hu is a reality. She understands that the Bereshit does not want us to hurt somebody else. And that's her, she lives with that reality of a Kodesh Baruch Hu has the strength to do such a thing. Only the tzniyas of Rochel Yemeinu can create such a reality that she's able to not be mekana and say, you know what, Leah should have and I shouldn't have. And that became angeflatz at the Klai, so such a kayak. Whatever we've done wrong, but the mitzvah, that's the mitzvah of Klai, so v'shavavadim l'gul, we have to be able to come back. That's the kayak that she can come to Kodesh Baruch, and we tevei, and we should be able to come back.
It's more than a schus.
It's angeflatz at the Klai, so. Rabbi Twersky has this aura. Tell me, talk a little about self-esteem versus gaiva. The person who has low self-esteem, talking to myself also, right? Every time he reminds himself that Kodesh Baruch Hu cares about him and Kodesh Baruch Hu is thinking about him, I don't need you to give me that recognition. I don't need somebody else to notice me. I don't need somebody else to care about me. I don't need someone to take care of me. Someone to give me, say, you're good. Being mavakish covered. Covered, what is covered? Covered means that there's value there. That's what the word covered means. We're running after covered. What are you running after? You're running after somebody to tell me, you know what, Reingold, you're a good guy. And you know what? Some people say, I'm not a good guy, so what's the difference? If a Kodesh Baruch is happy with me, so then great. And he's not. What does it help me that somebody says I'm a good guy? What's helped me? You read these, there's a Reb Chaim Shapiro has a book, Go My Son. And in there he has this, you know, and the book is, you know, there's a tremendous amount of lessons of life in that book.
So he has a story over there, but one of his places, he's out there in Siberia, and he comes in on Shabbos, and he always carried his tefillin with him because he was afraid he was going to lose it, whatever the psak was. He comes in and he hears a person, it's late in the afternoon, a person singing Zmiris Shoshanis. So he goes, he looks around, doesn't see anybody, he goes behind the bush, and there's a yid with long hair, long beard. He looks like himself from Shugana. Singing Zmiris. So he walks over to him and starts speaking to him. The guy's totally quiet. So he's able to convince him that he's, you know, he's an Atish Lomain or he's an Anash. He's able to convince him and starts talking to him. So this yid has been in Siberia for, I don't know, 15 years, Mashur Kazeh. He's never been in Chalal Shabbos. The way he does it is, Russians are superstitious. They're very scared of people which are crazy. He makes himself to be a crazy man. So nobody had anything to do with him, leave him alone. He's all by himself. He's been all by himself for 15 years. The vast majority of us would go out of our minds. The person, it's a solitary confinement, which he decided on his own. How did he do it? Because he was with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He wasn't by himself. The Kadosh Baruch Hu was with him. He was sitting in that mukkam, and he was able to say, you know what, I'm with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So alright, the gods of camp thinks I'm a crazy. Okay, so I'm crazy. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu was real to him. It's not a munah, it's not enough. It's real. I told you over, maybe I'm a little more tomorrow, but Rukhav Shalevitz said a Hezber in a Gemara Shabbos. The more in Shabbos, the more says, Gersi says, I've said this over before, Gersi says that the malacha of Soyser is only chai if it's Soyser Amanas Lidl Nispim Kaim. We hold Soyser, it's a malacha, it's makalko. So you need Soyser Amanas Lidl Nispim. It has to be done. Amanas Lidl Nispim Kaim, fine. Gersi says it's not enough. It has to be Amanas Lidl Nispim Kaim. Furthermore, Akasha, I don't understand. Because the whole makor for the malacha of Soyser is Klai, so took apart the Mishkan to transport it to the next place. To the next place, by definition, so the whole source of the malacha was from the Mishkan, where you were Soyser, Amanas, Limnos, Shalevim Karma. You took it apart to travel somewhere else to build it over there. So by definition, the whole malacha of Dafka, not Amanas, Limnos, Karma. That's the Morris Kash. The more answers, Kim and the Tziva, Pi Hashem Yisov, Pi Hashem Yachanu, Amanas, Limnos, Karma. Adkam, Moshe, Limnos. So Chaim Shalevit says a pshat in the Gemara, which I can't tell you if it's posh pshat in the Gemara, but it's pshat in the Gemara. He says a woman gets onto a bus in Tel Aviv going to Yerushalayim, and she's holding a baby, and she puts the baby in her lap on the bus. So I ask you, vu is I the kid? Where is the child? It's mother's lap. The bus drives from Tel Aviv to Yerushalayim, and the baby is sitting in the mother's lap. I ask you, where is the child? It's mother's lap. No. The child was in Tel Aviv to start with. Now the child is in Yerushalayim. No. That's not right. The child is in his mother's lap. That's the tzias of vu licked the kid in the right by the mother. And physical reality is irrelevant at the time. Klai Yisrael and Midbar lived al pi Hashem Yisrael, pi Hashem Yachanu. The definition of where they were is where the Kadosh Baruch Hu was ours. That's where they were. Kikmul alai imi. Physical reality wasn't defined by Klai. Tzur Klai says, is it pshat more? I don't know, but it's pshat more. It's like the person who lives in the Kadosh Baruch Hu's arms. So Hatznei Alecha Zok the Medrash Im Chol Lekecha, the person who's able to go but sneeze, not focusing on human beings and what's around them, but focusing on the inner being which is inside of himself. Liman Shagizel Zeh Kadosh Baruch Hu State Medrash Bak Shufonai. This is Bak Shufonecha Ha Yitzarch Leimer. As Liman Shagizel Zeh Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Bereshit says Kolchomer Libi about you. Why my life says Bak Shufonecha about you, Zok the Medrash. The Dabelch is saying about you, a Kadosh Baruch Hu. My leiv says, search his face. No. Search. Bak Shufonai. Right? Inside of me is where I find it. Inside of us is where it is. And if a person is able to hear that, he can accomplish tremendously challenging things and do the right thing, no matter how hard it is, because he's with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So. And but we live with, we're looking for other people to give us recognition, other people to support us, other people, or we look out that the money's going to be the source, other things are going to be the source, and all that glitters by Klai Yisrael is not gold.